Let's pray. God, I ask as we explore this verse of the year that we have decided to lead into, that you would help us to understand more clearly exactly what you are trying to say to us through Scripture. What is the reason for this, and that we may read it well with that end in mind. God, just guide our ears as we hear, and my mouth as I speak, to be able to discern what is yours for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So I love the idea of traveling the world. How many people would say they've traveled a fair bit in this world? So it's interesting because traveling a fair bit means something different to different people. For some of it, it means I've been to Toronto. For others, but I love the idea of traveling the world. There's a ton of places I would love to visit and see. I enjoy watching shows in which people travel to places that are very much not like ours. They taste food that is radically different than what I'm used to. They experience sights and sounds and smells that are foreign to me. I've had the privilege of traveling to Brazil and traveling to Guatemala on mission trips, been to Portugal on vacation, and those trips are some of my favorite experiences. Even traveling in Canada, I've been to the East Coast several times, and traveling to the West Coast. One time I went for a conference to Vancouver, just flew there right in Vancouver, but I skipped half a day of the conference just so I could go walk in Stanley Park and just sit there with the water on one side and the mountains on the other and just take it in. So with that in mind, knowing how much I would love to travel, imagine that I came into a large sum of money, in a legal way, of course. But I came into a large sum of money, and I was afforded the opportunity to take 6 months off and travel. In order to know where to travel and what to expect, I need a book, something to guide me on my travel. So I do a Google search for books about travel, and I find one that I decide is going to be my definitive guide for the journey. It has amazing reviews on Amazon. The subtitle of the book is exactly what I'm looking for: Travels into Several Remote Nations of the World. Sounds like a perfect guide to really see things that are off the beaten path. I go to the bookstore, and sure enough, I have the book. I grab it and head off on my journey, ready to follow in the footsteps of Gulliver and his travels. Now, if you're not aware, Gulliver's Travels into Several Remote Nations of the World is not a travel book. It's a fictional book full of fictional places. Beyond that, it's satire, intended to be a commentary and critique of European governments, misogyny, and even the literary genre of traveler's tales, which had become popular in Swift's time, the author, because there was a lot of expansion and exploration going on, and people would come back with these tall tales and elaborate them in order to sell books, and he's kind of mocking that a little bit. If I tried to use a book that was intended to be satire to guide me while I travel the world, I will be at best left confused. At worst, I will be led down a road or a seaway that leads to danger and destruction. When we talk about the Bible, it's very important for us to understand exactly what the Bible as a whole is intending to accomplish. I'm not today going to get into all the different genres of literature that are in the Bible, but it's also important to understand how and what they're trying to communicate. But as a whole, what is the Bible trying to accomplish? Because if we come to this book asking it questions it never intended to answer, we're going to be led down a wrong road. If we come to this book and find answers that it's actually not trying to offer, the results could even be dangerous or disastrous. One pastor I listened to said once that you can find a verse to defend any neurosis. Like, this book has been used to defend everything from slavery to genocide. It can be twisted and manipulated if we don't understand what it's actually trying to teach us. Our verse of the year that we have been reading, and we will be having magnets available for everybody to take home next week with this verse on it. It says, "Every scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for showing mistakes, for correcting, and for training character, so that the person who belongs to God can be equipped to do everything that is good. This verse sums it up fairly succinctly. Why do we have the Bible? What is its purpose? What is it here for us? What should we read it for? It is simply because it equips us to do everything that is good. That's God's desire, that we would be equipped for everything that is good. As God breathes His voice through Scripture, we receive teaching. We receive rebuking, as it's worded in the NIV. We receive correction and training. But those aren't the end. They're all for the purpose of living well, of being equipped to do everything that is good. I like the language it's designed that we would be able to live the abundant life He created us for in the beginning. The Bible has a very clear purpose. And if we read it for things beyond that purpose, we will most likely be reading it incorrectly and ultimately abusing it. We listen to Scripture because by it, God equips us to do everything that is good. It talks about teaching. This verse talks about teaching. This verse talks about showing mistakes. This verse talks about correcting and training character. But those are not the goal of the Bible. They are a means to an end. The ultimate goal is that we will be equipped to do everything that is good. Our temptation when we read the Bible is to feel as though it's done its work when it's taught us something. All right, I've got some more information. Good, task done. Or we've been showing a mistake. Or if you read it like most of us tend to, it's helped us to see a mistake in someone else. Or it's corrected us. Or we've undergone some training. You know, we get together in a group and we get a piece of teaching. We have great conversation together. We get excited over our newfound knowledge or wisdom, but we totally miss the point of the book if it hasn't led us to living better in the world. One podcast I listen to has three regular participants on it. The first is Phil Vischer. Phil Vischer is the creator of VeggieTales. He's still creating largely children's teaching and media. The second is Sky Gittani. Sky is a pastor and a teacher. And the third is a lady named Christian Taylor. Christian is a layperson in her church who works as an actress, a voice actress, and a producer. And a regular occurrence on this podcast is Phil and Sky will get off on talking about some social issue or some theological idea, and they'll talk about it and banter about it for quite a while. And just when they're starting to wind down, Christian will pipe up with something like, "Okay, but what does this have to do with my life? What difference does it make?" I think it's an amazing